During his State of the State address yesterday, Governor Scott defended, once again, the money spent on trying to attract businesses to Florida. And one of his claims was that the effort helps poor communities. WSF's Steve Newborn got to wondering about that claim and decided to run it by Josh Gillen with PolitiFact Florida.
As Florida's legislative session begins anew, one of the biggest tussles is over business incentive programs like Visit Florida and Enterprise Florida. House Speaker Richard Corcoran is backing down from plans to do away with the tourism arm, but he's still gung-ho on abolishing the program that pays businesses to relocate to the state. Governor Rick Scott isn't taking this lying down. He's been on a statewide tour to drum up support for his prized programs. He made his case during a recent meeting with reporters in the state capitol.
When the House wants to stop Enterprise Florida, they're hurting our poorest communities. They're hurting our rural communities.
All right, let's get down to the facts with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
Josh, is most of the money being used to lure these out-of-state corporations ending up in down-and-out places?
Well, he actually rated this one mostly false. And there's something to keep in mind here about Enterprise Florida is that, you know, they get this money and they are supposed to lure jobs into the state. And one of the first things we have to keep in mind here is that state economists have already said that almost 70% of those state-level incentive and investment programs, they lost money during the last 3 years. That means that, you know, the state paid out more than they got back from tax revenue and, you know, from the jobs that these were supposed to bring in.
Yeah, no big surprise there, right?
Right. Now, keep in mind, these figures, they lag behind about a year and a half. So we don't have a full picture here, but we do know that these incentive programs have kind of been attributed to creating a little over 2,000 jobs in rural counties. Now, we're only looking at rural counties because it's very difficult to kind of quantify what Scott is calling a poor community, all right? This is easier to see. And what we found was that most of the incentive programs went to businesses that had more than 1,000 employees, really big companies. And a lot of these were companies that were already in the state. And so what Scott really runs into here is a problem of whether or not these incentive programs are actually bringing in jobs, whether you can attribute it to these incentives. So these companies might have expanded anyway, or they might have come into the state anyway. And when we asked, you know, a Moody's economist, how many jobs is that in a rural community, those 2,000 jobs? Well, it's about 5% of the rural growth in the state of Florida.
Not much.
And so these projects, of about 107 projects, only about 5 of them that had incentive programs were in rural communities. So Scott is running into a real problem here trying to demonstrate that rural growth has been going up anyway as the state has recovered from recession, and he can't prove that actually these incentive programs are what is doing it. Now, that doesn't mean those jobs aren't important. The rural communities surely appreciate having jobs there, but he's just not really making his case here with Enterprise Florida's incentive program. So we've rated it mostly false.
The two biggest names associated with Enterprise Florida are hardly in what would be considered struggling rural areas. Scripps Research Institute is in Jupiter, and the failure with Sanford Burnham Medical Discovery, that's near Orlando. I mean, these are major metropolitan areas these places are in.
That's right. And how you define a rural area, actually, you know, Moody's is looking at 22 counties without a metropolitan area. The state looks at 27 counties, so obviously there's some big cities there. And even the five programs that I had mentioned for 2015, 2016, those are in distressed areas, and those are rural and urban communities. So he's really not proving the point that he's trying to make here with how Enterprise Florida helps the state.
All right, Josh, there's also a philosophical battle going on here. House Speaker Richard Corcoran said this during a recent meeting in Sarasota.
Government should not be in the private sector in any way, shape, or form. And if you took them out in all 50 states, you know, I hear the argument all the time, let Georgia, Alabama, have at it. It's a short-term fix that leads to long-term demise.
So there's really more to the struggle between Scott and Corcoran than just numbers, right? It just boils down to the role of government.
Right, and it's a really philosophical struggle, and it's interesting because you have two politicians here who have espoused the same theory that government does not create jobs. It's just to the degree that they do not create jobs, right? So Rick Scott is in favor of Enterprise Florida and Visit Florida and wants to keep those budgets high, and Corcoran really does not.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for straightening out some of these numbers.
Well, Steve, this is sure to be one that is going to run throughout the legislative session, so we will be keeping an eye on it.